St. Martin Pinarius Church. Due to the finding of the apostles' mortal remains, many orders which today still exist established in Santiago. Little by little, the Benedictine monks of St. Martin Pinario became very powerful, even more than the cathedral's chapter. Their rivalry was such that canons prohibited Benedictines to build the towers of the Church of St. Martin above the height of its façade, so as to prevent them from competing with those of the cathedral. In spite of that, it can be said that this monastery is the second most important monument in Santiago after the cathedral. The church was built at the end of the 16th century. The façade, configured in 1652, is conceived as a stone altar. It is dominated by the figures of Virgin Mary, Saint Benito and Saint Bernardo, while the upper frontispiece shows Saint Martin tearing his cloak in two with a poor man. The belfry and the curved Baroque staircase in the façade are two characteristic images of the building. This 18th century oval staircase, which gives access to the interior of the church, was designed by the Dominican Manuel de los Martires and can be compared to Italian Baroque models. The church has a Latin cross plan with three naves in the main arm and one in the transversal arm, and a balcony all around them. The marvelous altarpiece will not go unnoticed, since it is considered as the best Baroque altarpiece in Galicia and probably in Spain. It was designed by Fernando de Casas y Novoa and carved by Romay. Also the choir stall, located behind the main altar and carved in walnut wood by Mateo de Prado. Recently, another choir stall has been added to the rich church of Pinario. It is the former choir of the cathedral, made in the 17th century, and which was dismantled in 1945 and moved to the Galician monastery of Sobrado dos Monches. Now the choir is back in Santiago to show its Renaissance splendor carved in walnut wood.